Very happy to welcome in Brandon Dawson. Some people would say as high profile a recruit as Tom Izzo has had in his 15-plus seasons at Michigan State. Hey, BJ, how are you?
I'm doing good. What's up?
Tell us about your decision and why Michigan State.
First of all, Michigan State, it just stood out the most, because Izzo, I saw him at, he was at every game, every tournament game, everything, The academic program, it's just unbelievable. The coaching staff, they do things the right way. And it's just a family over there at Michigan State.
How much difference does it make when you see a head coach like Tom Izzo, who could be a lot of other places watching you, and some other schools are sending their second or third assistant?
Oh, that's a bigger difference, seeing a head coach. The head coach actually, spending wasting his time, with his family, away from his family, his grandkids, just to come watch, a kid, plays ball. So, that's a big difference.
He told me the other night that when you told him what you were going to do, he said, "Well, are you sure?" And it's like he was almost in a state of disbelief.
Yeah, Coach Izzo, he thought at first he wasn't for real. I told him, Coach Izzo, I really did Spartan. So, he thought that, I was just joking around. So I just told him, Coach Izzo, I'm ready to be a Spartan.
Gary, Indiana, and one of the greatest players ever in the Big Ten, Glenn Robinson, from Gary Roosevelt, went to Purdue. Purdue was in the running for your services, along with UCLA and Georgetown. And what did those coaches say when you told them you were going to be a Spartan?
First of all, Coach Payne, I want to, just thank, Coach Payne, all the coaches, for recruiting me, taking time out, out of their schedule just to come watch my games, stuff like that. So, they wished me the best of luck and stuff like that. So it was real cool.
All right. Our guest is Brandon Dawson, better known as BJ, from Gary, Indiana, and he is one of the highest-profile recruits Tom Izzo has had. Very, very excited about this entire incoming class. What has he told you about your role, and what can you tell Michigan State fans about what they're going to see the next few years?
First of all, Coach Izzo, he wanted me playing, the two of the three. And, what I'm going to bring to the table for the Michigan State, ball club, and the fans, that, their toughness, everything, the energy, high energy, we're going to try to, compete for, the NBA, the finals, Final Four. So, that's what I got to offer.
When you end your text messages, you have, it says, ball is life every time. What does that mean to you, Brandon?
Oh, that ball is life. That means, ball, that's just like, ball is life. Like, basketball is life. So that's the most that means.
All right. You are also going to be coming with a player you play a lot of AAU ball with. Mm-hmm. And everyone seemed to know a lot about you. Not that many people were aware of Travis Trice. Tell Michigan State fans why they should be excited about that acquisition.
About Travis Trice?
Yes.
First of all, Travis Trice, he's a great, great, great kid. He was, under the radar, a lot of people know about Travis Trice, but Travis Trice, he's a great kid. He can shoot the ball well. He can see the court. He has great IQ of the game. He knows the game well, and he's just a good kid. So I think, Travis Trice is going to bring, a lot of stuff, to offer to the Michigan State ball club. So that was a good fit. That was a good fit. Michigan State was a good fit.
Did you help recruit him? Did he help recruit you? And did it make any difference to you that he was going to be a Spartan as well?
I didn't even know. Like he told me, we was just sitting, we just had one, just got through playing, and he told me, hey, BJ, guess what? I'm like, what? He's like, man, Michigan State, they like me. I'm like, for real? He's like, yeah. I'm like, man, that would be cool, if you come. So, that was a good deal because Izzo told me, that he liked how me and Travis Trice, how we clicked on the court, we passed and stuff like that. So it was real cool, it just made a good outcome.
All right, we're going to let you be his agent for a minute because a lot of people aren't aware of the way he plays. They know that he shot 43% from three-point range, and that doesn't happen by accident. But in terms of running a team, and he's 6 foot or a hair under, that doesn't seem to slow him up very much.
Hello?
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit more about what you anticipate in your final year in Gary, and state championship on the line for you, and what comes after that? Do you have more basketball this summer?
Hopefully, you know, I got the Nike Global thing in Portland coming up, so you know, hopefully that's it. So, you know, I'll be done at that. Then, you know, it's on to the, you know, basketball season, you know, lifting weights, you know, working out, conditioning, stuff like that.
There'll probably be some Michigan State fans will want to make the short trip to Gary and watch Gary Wallace play this year. And yep, I'm sure we'll see you up at some Michigan State games as well.
Oh, no doubt. You will, of course.
When are you taking your official visit?
Well, we're trying to get it in about next week. Coach Izzo has been talking to my mom. You know, we kind of come up about next week so she can see the camera. You know, she's very excited, you know. So she know that she not going to find the plane. She hate plane rides. So, you know, it's just 2 hours away from home, so she's very excited.
You didn't have to sell her on Michigan State or Tom Izzo?
No doubt. I just told her, you know, Michigan State, you know, is a good school. And she just told me, you know, she's going to, you know, ride with me behind me 100%. You know, whatever school I make, you know, she's just going to be behind me 100%, support me.
Well, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you
no problem.
You get on campus. And a lot of people here are looking forward to watching you play.
All right, cool. No problem.
All right. That is Brandon Dawson, better known as BJ. And he is one of the very, very best players in the country, and that's what happens when you go to six Final Fours in 12 years. You just tend to reload. We'll be back in just a moment. We're going to talk with Jeff Rudnick of the Lansing State Journal, and we're going to talk about a couple of decades in journalism and the way things have changed, and we'll chat with him in just a moment after this check of weather and sports.